Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is Friday, May 1st, 2015. So glad to have you in the audience. So glad to be here myself, along with Gary Franchi. Thank you, Gary, for joining us today.
Hey, it is always a pleasure to be on the program with you, Joyce. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. And we're so glad to be able to kind of put it together for our listeners, because not that we have any inside information, but, you know, we do like to gather whatever we can find from what's happening on television, what's happening on the Internet, what we're hearing from other sources, put it together and be able to kind of, I would say, give you the bottom line so you don't have to spend all your time trying to watch crazy news on TV that does nothing but try and agendize it and then push it down your throat. And literally, that is what happens. And I think, you know, getting mesmerized with television, quote-unquote, programming is something that I was able to break a little bit the last 2 weeks when I was gone. And I'm just really pleased to be back in the seat and want to thank everybody. And in fact, I forgot to thank Ted Brewer yesterday, or the other day, and somebody called it to my attention that I thanked the other people, but not Ted, and so I do apologize for that. Ted, who has been taking Tuesdays on the program, Jack Blood on Thursdays, and of course, Gary joining me, and Josh, he's away right now, and he will be back this next week, so Josh will not be joining me today, but I do have Gary sitting in the seat today, so glad to have you, Gary. What do you see as being the things that you would like to point out today that are relevant items that the listeners need to know about?
Well, we've got some new information about that escalation in Iran, I think, is very, very important. And I want to spend a little bit of time on that and give our listeners some perspective. The long train of information that's happening there and how it affects us globally. You know, we may be here in the States and say, well, it's not affecting us, but it actually does. So we'll talk about that. And,
okay.
And of course, you know, yours truly was featured on CBS Morning News yesterday.
Yes, I wanted to tell you, I was impressed when I saw that. And we're going to share the clip, and it'll be in the email blast for everybody in at the news section. Good job. Kudos to you.
Yeah, well, when the national media takes a look at us and they try to label us, that's a good thing. You know, some people say, no, and bad press is good press. Well, I agree with that. And because the folks who are watching those programs now can look for us and find the information that we're sharing. So mm-hmm. That's some good news. We've got a lot of, a good mix of news today. Good news, too, about the Patriot Act coming up. And we've also got some good news about the feds. And had they taken a baby? Well, we're going to talk about that. So a lot of good things happening in the world amidst the bad.
You know, when you mention good news and Patriot Act in the same statement, I get a little bit queasy with that one, but we shall see. Also in the news, some health news, cumin. You may not know how good cumin could be, especially if you have stomach problems, but what an amazing thing cumin essential oil could do for you, as well as a gram of turmeric. Oh, my goodness. Just a gram of turmeric, what it can do. You know, we had a program with Dr. Cass Ingram talking about Lyme disease. And lo and behold, a Johns Hopkins physician now comes out saying that, oh, all that stuff is just conspiracy theory. And I hope you all understand that whenever they say that, that usually means there's some real truth to that, but they're trying to hold the line just a little bit longer before everybody figures it out. And
Joyce, you just said a dirty word, Joyce. I didn't want to say it. That's what CBS called me, and I said, oh, I don't even want to give them the credit, but you know what? That's a brand sometimes we have to wear with pride.
Well, I don't find anything problematic with it, because it is true. It is a conspiracy, in fact. It's just not a theory. It's conspiracy fact is the way I like to look at it. We're going to be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Sitting with Joyce Riley. We are moving in through the news today. So much happening. And Joyce, did you hear about, remember last week, or was it earlier this week, we talked about that that U.S. Marshall, or that Marshall Islands ship that was seized?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, it's you and I were talking off air, and we're going, you know, how is this going to affect us? And we both sort of questioned the scenario, but now, just recently, the Pentagon says the U.S. is able to respond if needed after Iran seized that cargo ship.
Well, I think we've got a lot of things happening here, and I don't think we're being told everything that's taking place. But when you've got the Navy now that is going to be escorting, that concerns me. If the Navy needs to escort every ship going into that area, well, the whole issue with Iran has now escalated another step.
Well, and it's not just, remember, our U.S. carrier group went there to preserve commerce. Well, now that Iranian armada that was coming down from last week has now stated the exact same thing, that they will be escorting ships to preserve commerce. So now you've got two fleets with their own excuses for commerce to be escorting ships. And at the same time, I was doing some research and I found video from February, the end of February this year, of the Iranian Navy doing attacks on a replica U.S. aircraft carrier in the Strait of Hormuz.
And the purpose of that?
You know, well, a drill for one, but there was video that was released. Anytime that these major states release video, it's to flex their muscle. They want it to spread around, and they want people to see that they're capable of doing it. But also, it's very dramatic when you see a huge, all these lines of the wakes of all these fast-moving ships moving towards a aircraft carrier that looks like a United States aircraft carrier. Very dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's scare tactics. It's flexing muscle. The whole situation there is really starting to escalate. And it reminds me, now I wasn't born at the time, but in the research that I've done over the years, is the Gulf of Tonkin incident. And the false flag event that took place there that drew us deeper and deeper into the quagmire that was Vietnam. So here we are in a similar situation, potentially, with Iran taking this U.S. marshalship. What if they say, okay, you need to come in and take this ship back? Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a serious problem.
Well, I looked into the Marshall Island Treaty, and it appears that that ship, as I said, that the United States must come to the aid of Marshall Islands, but that is only if the Marshall Islands are attacked. So in this case, it would not cover the ship, or that the United States should be responsible for aiding and abetting and coming to the aid of the Marshall Islands ship. So the United States doesn't have any obligation to do that. But because of whatever happened with that ship that was flagged in the Marshall Islands, the very fact that the Navy is going to accompany ships going into that area, now, that's going to be a big job for our U.S. Navy. Anything going through the Strait of Hormuz in wake of, all that has happened. I don't know. I guess they are afraid that ships are going to be confiscated by the Revolutionary Guard, or this is propaganda to make us think Iran's a bad guys, and here we have to put our U.S. Navy warships there in international waters to protect them. And
what I'm really concerned about is that if our fleets are helping commercial traffic and the Iranian fleets are helping commercial traffic on their side, you're talking about, them passing in the same straits, and that just creates, close proximity, more tension. I get a little nervous when I see that type of military force moving so closely under the guise of protecting commerce from pirates.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, our military is now protecting foreign commerce. Now, that's just great. Now we've got, not only do we have to be in like 54 countries, but we're going to be on all of the waters protecting all of our ships. It just is, the spreading of the military into every arena of life. Saudi Arabia is now burning through its foreign resources at a foreign reserves at a record pace. Bloomberg reports that Saudi Arabia is literally spending on a record pace as the largesse of the new king and the regional turmoil ratchet up pressure on public finances already that have been hurt by the oil price slump. The kingdom spent $36 billion of the central bank's net foreign assets, $36 billion, about 5% of the total in February and March, the biggest two-month drop on record. Data released this week will show that, and the fall was in part due to King Salman's order to give government employees and pensioners a two-month bonus after he ascended to the throne of the world's biggest oil exporter in January. And I kind of think, they got all the money in the world anyway, so is this really an issue? And a whistleblower has come forward, and this is not the first time in history that this has happened, that United Nations troops have been involved in raping women, abusing children, and it's happening again. And the New American is now reporting that United Nations peacekeeping troops deployed to the UN peace mission in the Central African Republic. Here we go into another continent, of course. We're systematically raping and sexually exploiting and starving young children. Now, we're used to all these atrocity stories, so do we know what's atrocity and what's a made-up story? Not really. But I'm reporting to you what the New American says. And because UN leadership failed to take action against the soldiers' widespread sexual abuse of children, some of whom are less than 10 years old, an aid worker with the organization of the war-torn African nation handed the document to French authorities. The UN responded to the leak by suspending the whistleblower from his post and trying to cover it all up rather than dealing with the savagery. You know, there are more and more people that need to spend the rest of their natural lives in prison for what they have done. And here is more of it. Now, you hear about these quote-unquote documents that were released, but do we see them? No. Just like any document coming from Baltimore, do we see it? No. Trust us, we're from the government. We wouldn't tell you anything that wasn't true. Right. Well, we know they're going to cover up, and we know that they're going to create a defensive position no matter what it is. I mean, somebody told me the other day, just take for granted every defensive position is a lie. And, you know, we've kind of gotten to that point where we believe that. And we can't trust anything coming from any kind of media that is bought and paid for. And most of all of them are. Interesting story about Nepal and the earthquake. That it lifted Kathmandu and shrank Mount Everest. Well, you know, that sounds like, whoa, that's a headline there. But when you read further and find out that it lifted Kathmandu about 3 inches or 3 feet during the earthquake.
Feet.
Yeah, 3 feet during the earthquake. But it decreased Mount Everest 1 inch. One inch.
Wow.
Now, really? Are you able to do that? I mean, somebody's got a lot of time on their hands if they can calculate 1 inch. But maybe satellite photos do that. I don't know. But I thought that was amazing that they would do a story about shrinking Everest 1 inch.
Yeah. I think those satellites, I believe they use some sort of laser technology, and they bounce lasers off the peaks of these mountains. So 1 inch, Mount Everest, well, I don't think that Mount Everest will be shamed anymore.
Yeah.
I think people will still be climbing it.
I don't think it's going to affect anything too soon, yeah. And good news, Representative Amash, a lot of people really respect this man, has now made a statement regarding the Patriot Act.
Yeah, he did. He said that, folks, this is the good news we were talking about. The Patriot Act, which has been used to spy on all Americans, expires on June 1st. Apparently, Amash says there are not enough votes in Congress to reauthorize it. Oh, I hope so. I hope so.
Oh, man, yes.
We have been living under the Patriot Act for too long, and it has afforded this military buildup of our police, the national security letters, sneak and peek provisions, eavesdropping, every single element of tyranny that we have been subject to is because of the Patriot Act, and then goes back to 9/11. So if we can let this thing sunset, and we could hopefully have the America that we knew once. You know, Joy, sometimes when I travel and I go through these TSA checkpoints and I opt out and I'm standing there with my hands up and I have a TSA agent putting his hand in my pants, groping me, I look at the other travelers and I look at them in the eye and I say, don't worry, we'll have our America back soon. And they just kind of look at me like, oh, man, he's nuts.
Oh,
but
man.
They know in their heart.
I can't. Did you say that where a TSA agent could hear you?
Oh yeah. Oh, I say it. Oh, I even told him one time me and my buddy were traveling from I think a conference. It was in Las Vegas. We were at a broadcasting conference, and we opted out at the checkpoint, and then all of a sudden all these other people started opting out, and the TSA agent said, "Well, why don't you just go through?" You know, I said, "Well, you know, the Nazis had to follow orders too." You know, I understand what you have to do.
Wow. All right, when we get back, by the way, the Patriot Act is supposed to expire on June 1st. And that was only a Facebook page. I just want you to know that. That was a Facebook statement. I'd like to see that it had more teeth than that, but we'll see what he does with it, if the House leadership will do something. We'll be back after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Who has over 65 seed varieties of 34 different vegetables?
Down to Earth.
Who has over 63,000 seeds packaged to last 50 years?
Down to Earth.
Whose seeds can be frozen to maintain germination?
Down to Earth seeds. No hybrids, no GMOs, just proven old-time seed varieties grown all over the country by our grandparents. Our kids have the best variety and the largest quantities of vegetable seed for the best price. Get your food security now at downtoearthseeds.com or call 870-427-3039.
So on Mother's Day, when the rest of you are doing tulips and daisies, Mark and I are taking his mom out to fire her brand new AR-15 built from her AR-15 rifle kit that he bought her at guns80.com for Mother's Day. And guess what? She actually helped put it together. She built the gun herself. Mark's mom is pretty awesome. So on Mother's Day, we're going to lunch and then we're going to the range, and Mark's mom is going to show us how it's done. Get your mom the perfect Mother's Day gift at guns80.com. Get an AR-15 kit. guns80.com. Go to guns80.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. So glad to have you joining us today, and glad that you're not watching the agendized, programmed television. Glad that you're really looking for answers, which I have to say, you're not hearing on television. All they're talking about now is the findings of the Baltimore situation. Nothing about how to stop this from happening in the first place. Nothing about the real issue, police brutality. But that's what they do. That's their job, is to focus on the problem, 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 and they're doing an excellent job. But at the Power Hour, we want to find out solutions to these issues. And today, in the health arena, we're going to be talking at 8 o'clock to Raymond Francis. He has a new book out you're going to be interested in, and new information on your health. So stay tuned for Raymond Francis. A lot of you that use his products absolutely love them, and you will love what he has to say today. At 9 o'clock, we're going to have Rick Kaler on joining us to give away a satellite dish system, Rick's Satellite. So I know you're going to enjoy that. We always do when Rick joins us. And at 9:30, I'm going to give you a little bit of an idea of what I did for 2 weeks at Gary Knoll's Ranch in Texas. I'll give you some background on that and why I feel like $1 million. I am so much better. I cannot believe it. And I know a bunch of you called the Power Hour yesterday saying, does Joyce really feel better? Is she really doing better? And even Dr. Cass called and talked to Rosie and wanted to know, is Joyce really feeling that good? Yes, I am. And what happened? Well, I'll tell you as much as I know in the 9:30 hour. Joining me is Gary Franchi, and Gary, you appeared in a video that was aired on television, CBS News, in fact, and addressing the issue of Jade Helm. At least they're addressing it on TV, and there's some updates to what is happening in Jade Helm, but go ahead and tell them what happened and what they included of you in that. Explain to us what happened in that the CBS interview.
Thanks. Well, a few weeks ago, I produced a little investigation called Jade Helm Decoded, and I deconstructed a town hall meeting where a military contractor was basically selling Jade Helm drills to the city council. And this government contractor goes through a 10-slide PowerPoint basically explaining everything. So I deconstructed his PowerPoint presentation and decrypted it, essentially, for the average person to understand what is really going to happen. So in that little investigation, got over 50,000 views so far. Then yesterday morning, I got a message on Facebook. Someone's like, hey, man, I just saw you on CBS News this morning. And I said, come on. And he put a link to the article. And sure enough, I watched the video, and there I was, along with Alex Jones and a bunch of other independent media sources who were all basically saying, look, we need to be paying attention to what happens in Jade Helm. And I was sort of taken back by it, because now the Texas governor has said, look, folks, we're going to dispatch the National Guard to monitor the military activities of Jade Helm. So this is how the escalation has occurred. Essentially, the American people are saying they hear about Jade Helm through the alternative news sources. And then when the alternative news sources are spread through social media and email and word of mouth, it eventually gets to, well, the governor heard about it there in Texas, and he says, we're going to monitor it. When the governor makes a statement, then the White House makes a statement. So it's reached all the way up to Washington, D.C. Washington says, folks, you have nothing to worry about. However, the governor of Texas says, we're going to make sure constitutional law is upheld and no one's rights are violated. Meanwhile, you have government contractors flooding the 10 different states trying to sell this drill to the American people. And then after that aired on CBS, I get a message from a guy at KTRH Radio in Houston, and he wanted to get my thoughts on it, a guy named Cliff Saunders. So I said, okay, fine, I'll talk to you for 5 minutes. So he recorded me. I don't know what he did with my sound bites. And then after, here's the curious thing. After I had already spoken to this guy, Cliff, he said, hey, man, can you come on to our morning show tomorrow, which was today? He said, can you come on the morning show? And my morning show guy would have a ball with you. And
I said, my.
Oh, really? Oh, I got to do show prep. I'm going to be on the air when the Power Hour, and I'm sorry. I'm just going to have to decline that. I felt it in my gut that it was just going to be turned around, hit piece, you're a conspiracy nut job, and he was just going to have his way with me. Mm-hmm. And it was going to be a live thing for 5 minutes this morning. I said, no, not going to do it. But
interesting.
Yeah.
KTRH is a huge station, huge, huge main station in Houston, Texas, by the way. Ladies and gentlemen, it was that would have been interesting to see what they did. I know of Cliff Saunders. That's interesting. We'll be back after this 3 minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce and Gary. We'll be right back.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. And thank you for purchasing from the Power Mall. We have a lot of items that are on special today and a lot of items that can be used for Mother's Day. Excellent baskets and gifts that can be put together for your mother. What a great way to do it. Remember, that's May 10th. And if you want to honor your mother with something she's already always wanted from the Power Mall, give us a call at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. Do you want to say something, Gary?
Yeah, I was just going to throw some market prices out there since we're talking about going to the Power Mall market.
Okay.
Gold is at $1,179 right now, silver $1,612, Bitcoin $235.82, and oil is flirting with $60 at $59.56. And I should point out that even though gold, I mean, gold is is low right now. And it reminds me of this new program that was just announced at Care Bars through PowerHourGold.com, Joyce. Mm-hmm. They're now about to release a program where if you are a Carrot Bars Gold account holder, you'll be able to transfer gold between two accounts. So, Joyce, I could send gold from my account to your account. That means that if you have Power Mall listeners or Power Mall shoppers, you could actually transact with them in gold. So you could list some of your Power Mall items in gold and say, we'll sell it for a gram or a half a gram or a fraction of a gram, and then they can transact in gold and put the gold directly on your account.
Oh, that makes way too much sense. That is incredible. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we're going to have to look into that and get that set up. Listeners, if you have not been to Power Hour Gold, what an amazing way to do something good for people by saving in gold. Help your family to save. Help your friends to save. Show them how to do it. It's really a gold savings account. And you can diversify your assets. We all know that we need to do that. And this is one way to do it in very small incremental amounts of gold. So go to powerhourgold.com. Or if you have questions, you can call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to powerhourgold.com. Going back to the issue of Jade Helm, I think we need to mention a major break in the story in Texas is that Jade Helm has been canceled for one Texas area without any reason. Now, that came 2 days after Greg Abbott, the governor, said, we're going to monitor this, and we're going to watch this, and we're going to... Yeah, right. Well, anyway, it appears now that the one area of Goliad and Victoria counties are not going to be utilized, and they're going to be out of the Jade Helm jurisdiction. Not quite sure why, but Chief Deputy Roy Boyd told the Advocate in December that the U.S. Army Special Operations Command chose the crossroads area of Victoria and Goliad counties because it has such an ideal terrain. However, Lieutenant Thomas Eisman, a spokesperson for the Sheriff's Office, said the command didn't offer any details about why they chose to cancel training in that area. And they could not get any official statement Wednesday from the Army Special Operations Command. So it's going to be interesting if enough people will say, not no, but heck no, in their local area. I wonder if this could start cascading. And by July 1, there might be a whole bunch of people that are not participating in Jade Helm 15. I don't know. It sure would be nice to be able to see that the people could have that kind of power and rise up and say, not no, but heck no. And I would definitely go to your city council, county commission, and do whatever you can. And
People are stepping up against this thing, and they say, you know what, not in my backyard. And one of the things that Cliff Saunders was asking me, and this is, I couldn't believe he was asking me these questions, but I guess I can. He's like, well, don't you think that they should, you know, be able to do this? I said, they have their own military bases. The federal government has tens of thousands of acres that they control, that they can go and do these types of maneuvers. They have cities that they can go and bomb themselves. He's like, well, do you really think that the military would set fire to their own infrastructure? And I'm like, yes, of course they would. That's what they do. They blow things up. It's like, is this guy that ignorant that he thought the military is not going to set fire to their own infrastructure? Of course they are.
Yeah.
You know, and doing it in a live environment when civilians and the general public are out trying to do their daily shopping. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And one other story on the U.S. FAA issue with German wings. You know, we haven't covered this in a while. There hasn't been anything in the news because, of course, we all know, and this is the way the news presents it on television, we all know that a co-pilot drove the plane into the ground. We all know that, right? No, we don't all know that. But we're supposed to believe that that's what happened. Well, they're doing the same kind of thing with a story now, twisting it, on the U.S. and the FAA grounded infamous German Wings pilot over mental health concerns. What they're saying is that in about 2009, he came to the United States and wanted to get a license here in the U.S., wanted to do some training here. And he was denied, they say. Now, of course, there's no documents. There's no information, but trust us, you know, this is the story, the prepared story we're telling you. And the status report they say dated July 10th of 2009, states considerable remission obtained by medication, leading to the tapering of Lubitz's treatment. In other words, they're trying to get you to believe that he was on medication, and therefore the United States said, no, we're not going to give him a license. But what they don't tell you is that later on they did give him the license. So, you know, what do we know about this story? Not a whole lot. But what we do know is they want you to believe that that plane went and dove into the ground. Though you can find no tail section of the plane, you can't find anything. You can find small pieces of paper and of quote-unquote items that are spread over miles and miles of the mountains. Now, things don't blow over a mountain when they lay at the base of the mountain, and I think that's important to understand. There is no doubt that this was an explosion. And anybody I talk to who knows anything about aircraft accidents has agreed with that, that this had to be an explosion. But because they're doing so much in the way of getting you to agree and believe that everybody now knows that the co-pilot suicided that plane. The same thing is coming out with the Aurora shooting that took place, and they're bringing back victims of that. And now I know that whenever they bring back victims, what they're trying to do is continue and aid the story and make the story deeper in your skull that that's what happened. And they're saying, well, we all know that, I can't even remember his name now. Do you happen to remember it, Gary? The guy who was...
The co-pilot?
No, the guy from Aurora. The Aurora shooting.
I'll look it up.
Well, that's okay. It, you know, and now they're saying, well, we all know that he did the Aurora shooting. Well, really, do we know that? Then why do we know that there were two shooters and blah, blah, blah? But when they start bringing out all the victims, you know they're hurting to keep that story going. And so I just find that interesting that they have to drag out an issue on the German wings or on the Aurora shooting. And we're going to get an update, by the way, on what happened with the Arizona shooting against Gabby Giffords in the near future with one of our really good reporters, Stephanie, who's done an excellent job on that. But moving now to Baltimore, there's more news on Baltimore. Gary, where do you want to start, or where do you think this whole situation is from what you've seen?
There is so much now coming out that, okay, first of all, they're demonizing this guy, Freddie Gray, beyond any type of character assassination I've seen. This guy is a drug dealer. He deserved it. And now there's these reports coming out. Joyce, this is like the epitome of the worst reporting I've ever seen, the worst disinformation campaign I've ever seen. They're saying now that he was banging his head inside the back of the police trailer, trying to damage his own spine and break his own neck. Yeah. I mean, they have a witness there saying this. I don't know how this can. I mean, who does that? Really? Come on. Are you gonna? And then you're gonna die as a result of your own wounds. And here's another strange thing that happened there. That police van made an undisclosed stop. Mm-hmm. Okay, so meanwhile, the mainstream media is coming out saying that this guy hurt himself. They have a witness inside the van says he bashed his own head against the wall. Then they make an undisclosed stop. And then the police are refusing to release the full report of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Curious.
There were six people involved in this. Five of them have given statements. The only one that's not given a statement is the driver of the van. Whenever they have a van that transports people, if they make an undisclosed stop or if they make a unplanned stop, they are supposed to radio in. They did not on this one, which is what a lot of people are thinking where the damage the catastrophic injuries occurred to Freddie Gray. We don't know. And the whole idea now is to confuse the public so much and leak out a little bit of information at a time. So they started leaking it out yesterday so that it wouldn't all come to fruition Friday. They wanted it to soak in a little bit so that people would not be going to the streets when they found out that he pushed his head into a bolt in the back of the van. Really, who does that, like you say? And that, he was fine. Remember they made the statement that he was that there was nothing that happened to him in custody. Nothing happened to him in custody. No injuries happened in custody. That was one of the first statements. Well, now they've had to retract that whole thing because the guy ends up with a fractured larynx or a crushed larynx in his throat. Now, how you can do that to yourself, I've not figured that one out. But a crushed larynx in his throat, that comes from, like, stepping on someone.
Ugh.
He had a severed spine, which I listened to some physicians talking about this and said, I don't even know how one could do that. An orthopedic surgeon said, I don't know how anybody could sever their own spine. And sure, you can if you jump in a pool that's 4 feet deep. Yeah, you can. But this is just so bizarre. And they knew, you know, they had to start lying. And so the very first thing that was ever said about this was from the police chief, well, we didn't have him buckled into the van. That's when all the BS detectors went off, and we knew it was going to have something to do with not being buckled into a van. Now, does that mean the police are not guilty? Absolutely not, because that is negligence not to buckle them into the van. So now we have either, well, it was just negligence, we didn't intentionally do it. Well, explain how the larynx got crushed. And so they're not really revealing any information, no documents, nothing. It's trust us, we're telling you the truth. So now you've got Fox TV saying, you see, we told you he was, the police didn't do anything wrong. We told you that. Now, this is the fourth time the president's gotten it wrong by believing that perhaps the police did something wrong. But see, it's because all of these ne'er-do-wells don't have a job out there and won't get a job and are on the government dole that this is happening. Now, that's a Fox News thing. That's their presentation. CNN is, now, wait a minute, this looks pretty bad. I bet there's going to be rioting in the streets, wink, wink, when people find out about this. So those are the good cop, bad cop positions that are going on now. And I think it bears watching because you got Friday night and Saturday night coming up. Uh-huh. You've got them pushing. CNN is pushing this thing to the hilt. You've got people angry. You've got them very upset. And I think it's only going to get worse. Now we find out that the Baltimore cop in the Freddie Gray arrest, and he was a lieutenant, was Lieutenant Brian Rice. He was a central figure in the arrest of Freddie Gray. He was hospitalized 3 years ago over mental health concerns. He had his gun confiscated. Now, I don't know, I'm only a nurse, but in my book, when you confiscate a police officer's gun, do you give it back and say, oh, you're all better, we'll put you on some medications and you'll be just fine? Anyway, they said he threatened to commit an act. The act itself was censored in the public version or report. And within the report, the sheriff's deputies confiscated Rice's official and personal guns based on credible information. They also called his commanding officer, transported him to Carroll Hospital Center in April 2012. Rice had been twice accused of domestic violence.
Wow.
And was temporarily ordered by a court to stay away from the person in the second case. So, yeah, does he have anything to cover up for the police department, given the fact that they brought him back after all of that? I mean, are there no other people you could hire for that job? Could he not just go be a security guard and carry mace somewhere? I mean, this is amazing that you have Lieutenant Brian Rice, having been involved in all of this, now the central figure of the arrest of Freddie Gray. Maybe he's just paying back for what they did for him. I don't know.
Well, you bring up the weekend, and we are heading into the weekend. Currently, I can't believe these words are going to come out of my mouth. Troop withdrawals from Baltimore are not going to happen this weekend. Or if they do, it will be a gradual troop withdrawal. I'm thinking about Afghanistan troop withdrawal. You know, don't announce the date of your withdrawal. Well, guess what? Baltimore, they're going to be doing that. Mm-hmm. As the curfews are still in place, because they are going to brace for more rioting perhaps this weekend. As it's spreading all over the nation, Joyce, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Chicago, New York. I mean, it's happening everywhere.
Yes. Yeah, and there were people arrested in Philadelphia, albeit only two. But they were arrested because there was a huge problem there. And people just didn't respond and stay where they were supposed to stay, so they got arrested. But I do think it's going to start spreading throughout the United States. People are tired of being lied to, and they can figure it out. Now the police are coming forward and saying that they were told by the mayor to stand down and let it burn. I don't know if those words, let it burn, were used, but they were told to stand down. Many of them were also told not to bring their shields and not to wear riot gear, which may be the reason so many of them were injured. I don't know. Did she want them to be injured? Because we still haven't answered the question, Gary, of who brought the box of rocks, whole bunches of box of rocks, who brought them to that event. It wasn't 16-year-old kids that just got out of school.
Well, when I saw that footage of the of that mass of people throwing rocks at the police officers, the first thing that came to my mind was, those rocks are massive in size.
Mm-hmm.
They're not like, you know, when you're in an urban environment, you know, generally you see gravel and that type of thing that's readily available. But the rocks that I saw them throwing were the size of softballs.
Oh, yeah, and bigger. We don't even have those in Missouri here along the road, along the gravel road. I mean, these are big rocks that were placed there for a reason. And I would like to know, and you don't, you know, again, talking about the problem or the evidence, nobody talks about, gee, where did those bricks come from? Obviously, kids didn't take them to school with them, so where did they come from? The next thing that they're going to fight riots with will be stink bombs, they now say. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. This is Joyce and Gary. We'll be right back.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. We're going to have Raymond Francis join us in the next hour, so stay tuned for that. Raymond Francis, who is a favorite at the Power Hour for his background in health and his unique, the way he addresses supplements. So stay tuned for that. And then at 9 o'clock, we're going to be talking to Rick Kaler and giving away, and you all will find out who is the winner of our satellite system, the Rick Kaler satellite system. So look forward to that. Getting back to Baltimore, because the thing is so huge, and it is going to be spreading, and there's going to be another Baltimore, because nobody's addressing why Baltimore, why Freddie Gray, why are the police doing this, and therein lies the issue. Well, a lot of people are taking the side now that see those animals, they just went in there and they crashed the CVS place, burned it down. They allowed it to be burned down. Now, remember that. They could have called out. And Gary, I just still cannot get past the idea that they could have sent a fire truck, but they didn't. They didn't stop the fire. They let the fire go and rage and burn down the building. Now, that's a conspiracy right there on behalf of the mayor and the police chief and all those people to say, no, we're going to let it burn. I mean,
I think it comes back to the money. You know, hey, let our city burn. We need more federal aid. We need more federal dollars. We need to federalize our police force. I mean, there's a program in place, like the cops program Obama's been pushing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's, I mean, that's really at the heart of this, potentially.
Yeah. Do they care about CVS? No. Do they care about the 50 buildings they let burn? No. And by the way, they're still at Ferguson and still burning buildings down in Ferguson, too, which some have been ransacked and four times. I mean, it's just still, it's a Wild West kind of scenario that nobody's addressing.
Joyce, when I was watching the news last night and I was trying to get caught up on all the latest craziness, I saw a woman who was a bar owner, and she was on the news and she was complaining about the rioting people were coming to her place, and her brother had to punch out one of the guys and force him out. I thought to myself, what if all these shop owners had a shotgun underneath their register.
Right.
I think that the rioting would have basically been null. Meanwhile,
well, yeah.
people are calling 911, 911, and no one's answering the phone. You know?
Oh, my.
Yeah.
And it was obvious, just obvious. Anyway, but when you push people enough, what is going to happen? Now, I cannot take sides with one or the other, because it's just plain wrong when you go in and trample anybody else's property. It is just wrong. But some of these people, one of the young kids was 16 years old, was reported as saying, you know, I feel like living here in this area of Baltimore, I'm living in a coffin and I can't get out. I mean, these people have been pushed and pushed, and nobody's addressing the issue of why. It's called police brutality and keeping these people down. I think therein lies the problem. Anyway, Martin Luther King said violence as a way of achieving racial justice is both impractical and immoral. I am not unmindful of the fact that violence often brings about momentary results. Nations have frequently won their independence in battle. But in spite of temporary victories, violence never brings permanent peace. It solves no social problem. It merely creates new and more complicated ones. So why do they not deal with the violence? Why do they not deal with the issues? I can only come to one conclusion, Gary. It's because they want this to continue. And the division between blacks and whites is growing exponentially.
They need to keep the people divided. The more people are fighting amongst themselves, the less they're going to be looking at the controllers who are manipulating them.
Bingo. Good point. Security guards now in California are going to face mental health exams. And when we come back, Gary has information on a bad news situation with the vaccines in California, the vaccine bill. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. 1 minute, 10 second break. This is Joyce Riley and Gary Franchi.